Okay, so get ready because we're diving into some, well, pretty mind-bending stuff today.
Yeah.
The future of AI
All right.
and, believe it or not, the role of our own imaginations.
Yeah.
Hear that right, imagination.
Interesting.
We're looking at this new essay, New Imagination Culture,
Okay.
that basically says we need to be actively, shaping the future with AI,
Yeah.
not just letting it shape us.
Right.
And get this, it proposes this whole imagination economy idea.
It's fascinating how this essay really emphasizes that cultivating imagination,
Right.
that spark of creativity and innovative thinking that could be our most valuable asset in an AI-driven world.
Forget GDP. We're talking about like measuring a society's like imagination index or something. But what does that even look like, right? Like in real life, the essay throws out these seriously futuristic ideas. Imagineers, imagine minds, like something straight out of like a sci-fi movie.
It really captures that sense of like AI being this incredibly powerful tool,
Right.
but ultimately it's a pattern recognizing machine.
Yeah.
It's great at optimizing, streamlining, but human imagination, those unexpected leaps in thinking, that's where true innovation really comes from. And the essay really argues that these skills, the ones that can't be replicated by algorithms, those are going to be even more vital in the future.
So it's not about like humans versus AI.
No.
It's more like humans with AI. Like
Exactly.
AI can help us, refine and implement those aha moments, but it's still the human who's coming up with them in the first place.
Precisely.
Right.
And it really pushes us to think about those uniquely human skills, curiosity, empathy, the ability to connect like seemingly disparate ideas. These aren't just nice to haves, they're essential for thriving alongside this technology.
It's interesting. The essay makes this historical parallel with the printing press. It argues that, this revolutionary technology led to the creation of childhood as a
Interesting.
distinct phase of life. Like before that, kids were essentially mini adults working alongside everyone else. But the printing press increased the demand for literacy, which led to formal education, and bam, childhood as we know it was born.
That's a really powerful example of how tech advancements can have these massive, unforeseen ripple effects on society.
Totally.
And the essay suggests that AI has the potential to create equally profound shifts. But this time, we have a chance to shape those changes instead of just reacting to them.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we shape those changes? Well, the essay mentions this whole idea of shifting from a consumer-driven society to a more creation-focused one. But what does that even look like in a world where AI can seemingly create anything?
It starts with recognizing that creation doesn't just mean new gadgets or products, right?
It's about generating ideas, finding solutions to complex problems, imagining new ways of being in the world. And yes, that includes harnessing AI's capabilities in the process.
So it's about using AI to kind of enhance our creative potential,
Exactly.
not replace it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the essay gets pretty wild with some of the
I
possibilities,
bet.
talking about things like biophilic soundscape engineers and holographic museum creators.
I mean, those sound amazing, but like, what do those jobs actually entail?
Let's unpack that a
Okay.
bit.
Oh, okay.
Imagine a world where we could design environments,
Oh.
homes, offices, even entire cities
Wow.
that use sound to enhance our well-being.
Okay.
That's essentially what a biophilic soundscape engineer would do, drawing on principles of both biology and acoustics.
Wow. Okay.
Now think about holographic museum creators.
Yeah.
This isn't just about projecting a 3D image.
Right.
It's about crafting immersive experiences that transport you through time and space.
Allowing you to interact with history and culture in entirely new ways.
Okay, now you're just making me wish we had a time machine to
Oh,
fast
yeah.
forward and see this stuff in action.
I know.
But those are just two examples, right? The essay seems to suggest that the possibilities really are kind of endless
They are.
if we actually, invest in our imaginations.
Precisely. And that's where this imagination economy concept really comes into play. Imagine if we dedicated as many resources to fostering creativity and innovation as we currently do to, say, developing new algorithms or building bigger data
So
centers.
it's about shifting our priorities as a society,
Exactly.
investing in our like cognitive infrastructure, so to speak.
Exactly. Right. And the essay argues that a thriving imagination economy wouldn't just lead to cool inventions and mind-blowing art.
Right.
It could also lead to a more democratic and equitable society.
Hold on. How does imagination tie into something like democracy?
Well, the essay suggests that AI could actually help to revitalize civic engagement.
Okay.
Imagine AI-powered platforms for direct democracy.
Yeah.
Where citizens can directly voice their opinions and have a real impact on policy decisions.
Right.
It's about using technology to empower people.
Yeah.
Not just automate existing power structures.
That's a fascinating idea, but it also makes you wonder,
right,
are we as a society, you know, imaginative enough to actually pull this off?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
And the essay doesn't shy away from the potential pitfalls. In fact, it dedicates a significant portion to discussing the potential numbing effects of, you know, over-reliance on AI. It's a real concern. Think about it. If we're constantly, like, bombarded with AI-generated content, spoon-fed information, how does that impact our own drive to, you know, question, to explore, to come up with our own ideas?
So it's like we're talking about a mental, like, use it or lose it kind of situation.
Precisely. And the essay draws this, like, really compelling parallel to social media's impact today.
Okay.
On the one hand, it's, you know, made us more connected than ever.
Right.
But, I mean, there's no denying that it's also created these echo chambers where we're constantly exposed to the same ideas, the same perspectives, often without even realizing it.
Yeah, totally.
And the essay argues that AI could, like, amplify this effect exponentially if we're not careful.
That's a bit unsettling, to be honest.
Yeah.
So how do we avoid becoming so reliant on AI that we, like, lose sight of our own capacity for, you know, original thought?
That's where the call for a culture of imagination becomes so critical, right?
Okay.
It argues that we need to be intentional about cultivating those, like, uniquely human skills that AI struggles to replicate.
Okay, so, like, how do we do that?
Yeah.
Do we give everyone a crash course in, like, philosophy and creative writing?
It's more about, I think, creating the conditions where imagination can really flourish.
Yeah.
Both individually and as a society.
Okay.
The essay suggests, like, integrating these skills into education from an early age.
Okay.
Encouraging curiosity, open-ended play, those aha moments of discovery.
Yeah.
And it's not just about kids.
Right.
We need to create spaces where adults can flex their creative muscles too.
So we're talking about more than just, like, art classes and music lessons, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's about fostering a mindset of, like, curiosity and exploration in every aspect of life.
In every aspect of life, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Think about those imagine minds we talked about earlier.
Okay, yeah.
The essay envisions them not just as research centers, but as, like, these vibrant hubs of kind of interdisciplinary collaboration.
Okay.
You'd have artists working alongside scientists, entrepreneurs, brainstorming with philosophers, all focused on, you know, unlocking the mysteries of human imagination.
Okay, now we're getting to the really, like, mind-bending stuff.
Right. What kind of research would actually happen in an imagine mind? Would they be trying to, like, quantify imagination?
That's one avenue they could explore.
Okay.
The essay suggests that we could potentially develop an imagination index, a way to measure a society's overall capacity for creativity and innovation.
Right.
Just like we currently measure things like GDP or literacy rates.
That's a fascinating idea, but it also seems incredibly complex.
It is complex.
Like, how do you even begin to measure something as, like, intangible as imagination?
It's a challenge for sure, but not an insurmountable one, I think.
Okay.
The essay suggests looking at factors like investment in the arts and humanities, the prevalence of these kind of interdisciplinary collaborations we're talking about, the level of civic engagement, even, like, the amount of time people dedicate to leisure and creative pursuits.
So it's not just about coming up with, like, wild new inventions.
Right.
It's about creating a culture that values, like, creativity and critical thinking across all aspects of life.
Across all aspects of life.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
And the essay argues that a society with a high imagination index would be one that's not only, you know, economically successful, but also, like, socially adaptable, resilient, capable of tackling the, you know, complex challenges of the future.
Okay. I'm convinced we need to get these imagine minds built, like, ATE.
Right.
But let's shift gears a bit here.
Okay.
The essay also talks about this concept of nanointelligence.
Right.
Are we talking about like AI implants here?
The essay explores that possibility.
Okay.
But it's not about, you know, turning us all into cyborgs or anything.
Okay.
The idea is that AI could become so integrated into our lives,
right,
perhaps even, you know, at the neurological level,
wow,
that it enhances our cognitive abilities in ways we can barely imagine today.
Okay, I'll bite.
Yeah.
What kind of like enhancements are we talking about here?
Imagine being able to like process information at lightning speed.
Okay.
To access, you know, vast stores of knowledge instantaneously,
right,
to connect with others on a deeper, more empathetic level.
Okay.
All with the help of AI.
That sounds incredible, but also like a little terrifying.
Sure.
I mean, if AI is literally like inside our heads,
right,
how do we know we're still in control?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And the essay doesn't shy away from the, you know, ethical complexities here.
Okay.
It really stresses the importance of like establishing clear boundaries,
all right,
ensuring that any AI integration is done with, you know,
all right,
informed consent and,
yeah,
with safeguards in place to prevent misuse.
So it's about augmenting our abilities, not like surrendering our autonomy.
Exactly. And this is where that culture of imagination we talked about.
Yeah.
Becomes even more critical, right?
Yep.
It's not enough to simply develop the technology.
Right.
We also need to develop the ethical frameworks, the critical thinking skills,
right,
and the kind of societal values that will guide us in using it wisely.
It's almost like AI is forcing us to like re-examine what it means to be human in the first place.
In a way, it is.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
By forcing us to confront these, you know, fundamental questions about consciousness,
right,
creativity, the nature of intelligence,
yeah,
AI might just help us to better understand ourselves and our place in the universe.
That's a pretty optimistic take. I like it.
Yeah.
But let's get like real for a second here.
Sure.
The essay acknowledges that this vision,
yeah,
of an imagination economy,
right,
it isn't without its potential downsides.
Of course.
We've already talked about the numbing effect.
Right.
But what are some of the other like risks involved here?
One of the biggest concerns is instead of creating a more equitable society, AI could actually exacerbate existing inequalities.
Right.
Imagine a world where only the wealthy have, yeah, access to, you know, AI-powered education.
Right. Healthcare, job opportunities.
Okay.
It's a recipe for, you know, social unrest,
right,
and potentially even greater disparities.
Okay, that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
So how do we prevent that from happening?
Well, the essay argues for a kind of multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
First, we need to ensure equitable access to AI education and resources from an early age.
Right.
It shouldn't just be kids in, you know, affluent schools who are learning about AI and its potential.
So it's about like democratizing access to these technologies and the,
yeah,
skills needed to, you know, thrive in an AI-driven world.
Exactly. We also need strong ethical guidelines and regulations around the development and deployment of AI.
Okay.
It's not enough to simply hope for the best.
Right.
We need to be, you know, proactive in,
yeah,
anticipating,
yeah,
potential harms and putting safeguards in place.
So we need a combination of like technological innovation,
yes,
and ethical foresight.
But like, who's ultimately responsible,
mm-hmm,
for making sure that AI is used for good?
Right.
Is it like governments, tech companies, individuals? Like who's in charge here?
The essay argues that it's a shared responsibility.
Okay.
Governments need to create policies,
right,
that promote, you know, responsible AI development.
Yeah.
Tech companies need to prioritize ethical considerations alongside, you know,
right,
profits.
Yeah.
And individuals need to be, you know, informed and engaged citizens,
mm-hmm,
advocating for their values, mm-hmm, and holding those in power accountable.
It sounds like a tall order.
It is.
But also incredibly important.
It is.
We're talking about like nothing less than the future of humanity here, right?
Absolutely. And the essay's message is ultimately one, I think,
okay,
hope and empowerment.
Okay.
It reminds us that the future isn't, you know, predetermined.
Yep.
We have the power to shape it through the choices we make today.
And a big part of that is like cultivating our imaginations, right?
Yeah.
Not just to come up with, you know, cool new inventions.
Right.
But to envision a future where like technology enhances our humanity. It doesn't diminish it.
Precisely. Because in the end,
yeah,
our ability to imagine a better future is what will drive us to create it.
I don't know about you, but after like diving deep into this essay, I'm feeling both like inspired and challenged.
Right.
Inspired by the, you know, incredible possibilities that AI and human imagination can like unlock together.
Yeah.
But also challenged by the, you know, responsibility we all share.
Absolutely.
To make sure those possibilities lead to a brighter future for everyone.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
It's a call to action for all of us to not only, you know, embrace the transformative power of AI,
yeah,
but to also nurture the very human qualities of right. creativity, empathy, and ethical thinking that will ultimately guide us toward a future where technology and humanity thrive together.
So to our listeners out there, here's our final thought, inspired by the essay we explored today.
Okay.
What seemingly impossible idea would you bring to life in a future powered by both AI and human imagination?
I like it.
Keep that question in mind as you, you know, move through your world.
Yeah.
Who knows what amazing things you might create. Until next time.
Right.
Keep those imaginations running wild.